Back in the horse and buggy days, many of the tools and implements needed to sustain life were forged out of hot iron and pounded into a usable item. That seems like a long time ago, but some people are keeping this ancient skill alive. This week, I'm talking to Jeff Olson, an iron artist from Fauston.
Well, I got into some welding and manufacturing, and I loved it. I really didn't know that I had a love for welding and manufacturing. I'm still amazed at how I fell in love with metal sculpture. I got into it like a lot of metal workers. You know, when they first get in, I wanted to make a knife, you know. But I tell you, it was probably 5 years before I actually made a knife. I didn't realize that I would love the floral sculptures and things like that more. And so the knife thing kind of went out the window, and I was like, wow, this is a whole new medium for me. And it just took off on it.
Jeff's dad had a dairy farm south of Fauston. Later, Jeff served in the Air Force and then went to work in the Middle East as a contract security guy. When he came home, he went into law enforcement.
The first job I did was a gun-carrying job in Qatar, and our job was basically checkpoints, looking for bombs and vehicles as they came onto the base. So, well, we worked with dog handlers and bomb dogs and physically searched the vehicles. I loved it, and I still miss it a little bit, but what I miss is the adventure. In 2009, I had just spent some time in a war zone, so I think a person that works in a war zone, so you end up viewing the world a little differently. So there was a period of time when I came back to the United States to adjust to the United States lifestyle again. And for me, this became so therapeutic. It became such a part of me that I needed to do this. I look at it this way. If there was one thing that I could do the rest of my life, it would be metal work. So I've always said, if you find that one, I tell kids when I do demonstrations and teaching, I said, in life, if you find that one thing that puts a smile on your heart, and you'll know it, it's going to be different than any other feeling, and it doesn't come very often, then that thing is the thing you should pursue for the rest of your life. And I do remember the day I hit hot steel for the first time, and my whole life changed. It was something that just, it washed over me, and I knew this was something I had to pursue to be happy.
Jeff is basically self-taught. In Iraq, he bought a DVD on blacksmithing.
And I'd watch it religiously, because you don't have TV or anything like that. So that's what I'd watch, and I'd learn slow all the nuances. And when I got back here, I realized, wow, it's a lot harder than just watching, learning with a DVD. I came home here in 2009 in May. It was kind of my anniversary here, end of May, June. And the reason I came back was my mother was sick at the time. She had ALS. And so I came back to help take care of her. And during the days that I'd be at the house taking care of her, I had an anvil and a small little blacksmith forge behind the house.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to metal artist Jeff Olson from Fauston, Minnesota. Jeff is a metal artist. His focus is on forms from nature, such as flowers and birds, rather than horseshoes and plows. He also works as an EMT for an ambulance service, but metal is central to his life.
I consider it a full-time job because I consider metalsmithing and people who work at any kind of craft or art, I see you have to look at it like you're in Hell's Angel. Hell's Angels aren't Hell's Angels Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. They live that lifestyle. So for me, artwork and metalwork is a full-time job. It's a lifestyle. But I have found that my flower sculptures, I've had a lot of folks throughout the country and even from overseas contact me to make flower sculptures to memorialize loved ones that have passed away.
Forging metal is hot work. He explains the process to me.
I'll get the metal to about 1,800, 1,900, 2,000 degrees. Basically, when it's that hot, it's just like clay, but it's a hard clay. You know, that's why it can be bended and molded and shaped, forged. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm using a propane forge. It's a two-burner forge. It's called an artist forge due to the fact that there's three doors that open up so I can put a larger piece of metal through the forge. But my first 3 years were on a coal forge.
Jeff's arms has some scars earned from years working on the forge.
I do. It's the same leather apron I've had since 2009. And it's just like an old pair of, an old shoe that you don't want to get rid of. It has holes in it. So there's a extra leather that's been stitched onto it. And, every scar on the leather has a memory. It's kind of I remember when I got that. Or
like many artists, the art form only stays interesting if we keep trying new things. Jeff is planning to do a larger piece.
Like I said, I started this in my 40s. I'm 51 now, so for me, it's still a learning adventure. And an old blacksmith once told me, he says, Jeff, go big and bold. If you're going to make something, don't be afraid to make it. So I'm getting more ambitious in some of my sculptures, and I have some designs for one right now that are it's probably going to be 8 to 10 feet tall. So what I'm going to make is I'm going to make a bow of a Viking ship, and then I'm going to have a shield on the ship so people can actually stand inside and look like they're holding the shield and have their hand on the mast of the Viking ship dragon head and have their picture taken. So,
I love it. I will definitely have to have my picture taken when he's done with the project. Another branch of his tree is his work in teaching others the skills he has learned. He has teamed up with one of our earlier guests, Stephanie Anderson, to create a folk school.
Through the past few years, we've always talked about, boy, we should start a folk school. And we're kind of joining forces now. We're in an infancy stage, and we've already founded the Pine to Prairie Folk School. And we call ourselves kind of a nomadic folk school, which means that we don't have a centralized location, but we advertise the classes and we get the students together, and then we kind of travel to where the class will be held.
Jeff keeps his relationship with the hot metal personal, and not just for profit. He gives credit to his wife for helping him to see how important that lesson is.
But there's one time she told me when I was beginning, my work was just starting the first couple of years. She said, Jeff, at the end of each day, why don't you take 2 hours and just do something for yourself, build something for yourself. And I tell you, that changed my world right there by just that one sentence. Make it for yourself, not for other people. I have to fall in love with the piece before it goes out the door. I almost have to be, I don't want it to leave the house. Then I know I've done a piece that client will enjoy for the rest of their life.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.